This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's government is calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to counter what it calls the Kremlin's, quote, nuclear blackmail by announcing plans to store tactical atomic weapons in Belarus, AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
One Ukrainian official said that Russia has taken Belarus as a nuclear hostage, but Moscow said it was making the move in response to the West's increasing military support for Ukraine. Putin announced the plan in a television interview that aired on Saturday, saying it was triggered by a UK decision this past week to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. Putin argued that by deploying its tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, Russia was following the lead of the United States. He noted that Washington has nuclear weapons based in Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. In response, Ukraine's foreign ministry condemned the move, stating that the world must be united against someone who endangers the future of human civilization. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday dismissed Israel's defense minister a day after he broke ranks and urged the government to halt a highly contested plan to overhaul the judicial system. His dismissal will likely fuel mass protests against the plan that have already rocked the nation for months. It came as Netanyahu was poised to ratify legislation that would tighten political control over judicial appointments. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has arrived in Ghana to begin a week-long trip to Africa. Her stops in Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia are intended to deepen U.S. relationships on the continent. Upon landing in Ghana's capital on Sunday, Harris was greeted by schoolchildren, dancers, and drummers. Harris said she wanted to promote economic growth and food security. This is VOA News. A state of emergency has been declared for the U.S. southern state of Mississippi as it grapples with the trail of tornado destruction that has killed at least 26 people. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Disaster relief efforts are pouring into Mississippi, grappling with the 170-mile trail of destruction there.
It totaled everything.
Johnny Carrather lives in Silver City, Mississippi, one of the string of towns hit by the rare and powerful tornado on Friday. At least 24 people have been killed. Hundreds of buildings leveled. 26,000 are without power. Many of the residents here are facing an uncertain future now. It has a population of 1,900, and according to census data, about a fifth are below the poverty line.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Former U.S. President Donald Trump used an election rally in Texas over the weekend to cast the upcoming 2024 presidential contest in dark and apocalyptic language, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The twice-impeached former president is currently facing a raft of state and federal investigations.
The only way to stop these arsonists is to rebuke and reject this evil persecution by sending us straight back to the White House to expel the communists and the Marxists and all of them.
And he continued to falsely claim his 2020 election loss was due to fraud. Claims that fueled the violent attack on the U.S. Congress by his supporters on January 6, 2021, Trump has turned to increasingly incendiary language, warning of death and destruction amid reports a Manhattan prosecutor could be close to charging him over an alleged hush money payment to an adult film star.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Lebanon woke up in two time zones on Sunday amid an escalating dispute between political and religious authorities over a decision to delay the clock change by a month. The country's caretaker prime minister on Thursday decided not to start daylight savings time over the last weekend of March, as usually happens in Lebanon, Europe, and other regions, but instead to roll the clocks forward an hour on April 20th. Though no reason was given for the decision, it was widely seen as a concession to Muslims, allowing those observing the holy month of Ramadan to break their daylight hour fast at around 6 p.m. rather than 7 p.m. But Lebanon's influential Maronite Church, the largest Christian church in the country, announced it would not abide by the decision, saying there had been no consultations or considerations of international standards. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.